This is HPR episode 2345 entitled, Fixing a Toilet Roll Holder. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 9 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, a small fix improves someone's life.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I wanted to do a very short show that may be appropriate for my amazing life hacks. I think not. It is an amazing life hack, but doesn't belong in that series, which includes my patent-pending knot in the earbud and my angle bracket to increase the size of an ironing board, height of an ironing board, are in fact tongue-in-cheek shows. Lower the bar to entry here when the quality of the shows increases so much that it's time to add a little show there so that people realize that you don't have to be a genius to submit a quick show. So this one is probably going to fit into the repurpose type hacking, where you have a little hack and you hack something to make it better. But it might also fit into a larger series that my wife and I have been working on for the last 2 years, specifically started off directly as a result of wanting to do a show here on HPR. So, we had a little problem here in the house. One of our family members from time to time would get really annoyed in the toilet and would rip up the toilet roll and throw it around the toilet, and this happened in the upstairs and downstairs toilet from time to time. And of course, as a parent, you get angry, you're wondering why they're doing that, and they can't tell you, and they get angry, and it's a little bit of a spiral that occurs. But then if you don't do that, and if you kind of ignore the behavior for a start and don't get annoyed with people, then they don't get annoyed. But after a while, after some time had passed when the last incident occurred, I asked this person, you know, what was going on, and they didn't really want to talk about it. So we'll talk about it. As if this is an engineering problem, we can fix it. If there's something wrong, we'll try and get explained to that person that it was okay to be annoyed with something. But sometimes you don't actually know why you're... So we identified the issue, really, and the issue stems directly from the fact that we don't have a car, surprisingly enough. If you have a car and you buy toilet rolls, you just lift, they're large and bulky, so you put them into the boot or the trunk of your car, and you bring them home. And the circle diameter inside has no integral instability, as in the piece of cardboard that forms the core of the toilet roll remains the same concentric shape. Okay. However, if you're doing your shopping with a bicycle, which we do, we have my wife and I. My wife usually does the shopping, but sometimes we'll do the shopping together, and you put stuff on one saddlebag or on the other side. And but the toilet rolls are large and bulky, so what do? You put them on the back, use one of the spider holders, strap them on. But as you're cycling home, obviously, toilet rolls in the centre get squashed under the tension of the elastic. So when you then go to use that, put it in the toilet, the toilet roll holder that we have jams on that piece. You imagine taking a toilet roll and squashing it together. Now, instead of having a circle, you have two ellipses that are meeting a point. So as you pull the toilet roll towards you, it gets stuck. We were using a toilet downstairs that had a different toilet roll holder. I just realized now as I talk about this. And the diameter, inside diameter of that toilet roll holder was a lot bigger. This problem burst. It's only when we switched to a toilet roll holder that had a little bar on the inside, the size maybe of a pencil, that this became an issue. But you pulled it then, a pencil bar of pencils caught a toilet roll center, which is approximately 25 millimeters, yeah, got caught in there. And then the toilet roll, as you're trying to pull it, only one leaf, one page, rather than whatever, as many as you needed, however you choose to go to the toilet, to you. But then this goes from being an issue with the child to being an engineering issue. And folks, if it's an engineering issue, we can solve it. So what I then did was I was discussing engineering solutions with this person. And the first thing we tried was wrapping some toilet roll around the inside core to make the core big. And that kind of worked for a little bit, but the toilet paper itself got raveled, the cardboard. So naturally your mind would go to 3D printing something. And we came up with some designs that there would need to be a taper holder in it around the outside and a small diameter. But this leads us to a problem because the toilet roll holder has a little angle at a tiny, about a centimetre up to stop the toilet roll from falling off. So then you would need print a gap to allow that, either larger to that in, to plug. And we were thinking, well, if it's got two tapers on either side, then we would, what's to stop it from natural force would push stops out. So then you would need a spring to these two plugs, for want of a better word, kept in. And in order for to get the roll on in the first place, you need to make a groove, and then you'd need to make a plug that could go back into the groove that this thing will work. So it wasn't an actual ideal solution. So I do what I normally did. I had a few minutes to spare when I was dropping off some recycling, and I nipped into the local DIY shop and B&Q, had a walk around all the aisle, picked up some red stoppers for covering over sewage pipes, wastewater pipes. They're like plastic red thin caps. If you're taking away a sink and you just don't want it to stink, for it, you put this plastic red cap over a 40 mm pipe, thinking, well, I could put a hole into the heat sink, a hole in, they would work, because I'd be able to maneuver that or put on the end one, put on the toilet roll, maneuver the other one, bend toilet roll pipe. But then I actually put that back, and I was walking around and I came across a piece, eventually insulation, for insulating water pipe. And the idea of these things, you put it over the water pipe, hot water is basically performed. Think of those noodles that you have in swimming pools, but with a hole in it, obviously smaller diameter. So this thing has a really small inside diameter, about the pencil, and an outside diameter about the size of a toilet holder, slightly. So that cost me a massive €1.25, and I brought it home, cut it, scissors, and because it's flexible and expandable, I was able to maneuver around the toilet roll holder angle to basically reveal, to just sit on there and make it a larger diameter. And then I put the toilet roll back, and yeah, it's still. If it's really squashed, boink, boink, boink as you're pulling it, but you can still pull the toilet roll. Now, since then, the person that I did has not had any. We have eliminated the problem. Now, I don't know if we eliminated the problem because this is an amazing life hack, which it actually is pretty amazing how something so cheap stop. So I'm not sure whether it's that, the engineer, or whether it's that this person was having an issue and somebody else was taking their issue seriously and trying to do it. And now that's solved. But either way, it doesn't actually matter. The solution is there. And it's an amazing little life hack. Now, if you have any... But this does bring up the whole issue that I've mentioned before here about 3D printing. It's to the old adage, to he or she who has a hammer, the whole world appears as a nail. And I think we can extend the same analogy to 3D printer, to she who has a 3D printer, the whole world is a CAD file. So sometimes the solutions to your problem is repurposing something else, which is actually a good idea anyway. I'll give you some ideas. So if you have ideas for shows of things where you are in the recycling center, a Goodwill shop or whatever, or you happen to be down in Lowell's or B&Q or wherever, and come across a neat little trick that may not be elegant or may be elegant. I'd love to hear about them. I really would. So tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.